Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
And you're here. Thanks for choosing the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Your quest for podcasts of the paranormal, supernatural, and the unexplained ends here. We invite you to enjoy all our shows we have on this network. And right now, let's start with Strange Things with Joshua P. Warren.
Welcome to our podcast. Please be aware the thoughts and opinions expressed by the host are their thoughts and opinions only and do not reflect those of iHeartMedia, iHeartRadio, Coast to Coast AM, employees of Premier Networks, or their sponsors and associates. We would like to encourage you to do your own research and discover the subject matter for yourself.
Strange Things with Joshua P. Warren.
I am Joshua P. Warren, and each week on this show, I'll be bringing you brand new, mind-blowing content, news, exercises, and weird experiments you can do at home, and a lot more. On this edition of the program, Nikola Tesla, H.P. Lovecraft, and From Beyond. I recently did a podcast about the Philadelphia experiment and how it inspired a science fiction film in 1984. Well, another movie, a science fiction horror, came out a couple of years later in 1986, and it was called From Beyond. And that movie was based on a short story written by H.P. Lovecraft in 1920. Now, what's interesting is that these two movies seem to have something in common, at least to me. And I want to explain what I mean and how they might actually relate to reality. Now, movies can be helpful with this sort of thing. I mean, just giving us some visual reference points if you're having trouble imagining some of these weirdo concepts in real life. You can go back and listen to the podcast I did on the Philadelphia experiment, but the gist of it is that in the 1940s, some say there was a secret U.S. government project to put some exotic electronics on a ship. Electronics based on the work of people like Einstein and Tesla that could essentially resonate the surrounding area, the matter and energy to such an extent that reality itself would become somewhat flexible and allow us to slip temporarily through space and time and even come into contact with other realms that are normally outside of your daily experience. So we'll get back to that possible technology in a minute. But first, let's skip to this other movie called From Beyond. And I haven't seen this movie in years. And it's extremely bizarre, but I remember liking it and thinking there might actually be something to the concept. First off, H.P. Lovecraft was a guy who thought about horror stories on another level. He was ahead of his time. He was born in 1890 in Providence, Rhode Island, and he died in great pain from intestinal cancer in 1947 at the age of 46. He was an oddball by anybody's standards. I mean, he lived much of his life in seclusion, as many writers do. And he primarily tried to scrape out a living by publishing short stories in these fantastic pulp magazines of the day, like Weird Tales. And he corresponded with writers like the Texas author Robert E. Howard, who created Conan the Barbarian, and another one of my favorites, Solomon Kane. If you've never read Solomon Kane, you should go check that out. On a side note, Robert E. Howard killed himself with a gunshot to the head when he was just 30 years old. So there was a lot of tragedy surrounding these types of writers back in those days, especially living through the Great Depression. Well, anyway, one thing that made Lovecraft so special was that he always imagined that our world was surrounded by an invisible world of beings that were often ancient and monstrous. The Great Old Ones, for example. And he created this kind of octopus-headed monster Cthulhu. You've probably seen depictions of Cthulhu. And he created the fictional Miskatonic University and the idea of the Necronomicon. And he wrote stories like The Dunwich Horror and Reanimator. I mean, you really just need to look up the life of H.P. Lovecraft on your own if you want to really dig into his remarkable and often disturbing psyche. But he wrote in a very elaborate style. You might need a dictionary on hand. And he got really deep into some of these dark concepts in his work. And in fact, I want to read to you just a short description of his short story called From Beyond, that was written in 1920. Okay, this gives you an idea what the story was about. It's told from the first person perspective of an unnamed narrator and details his experiences with a scientist named Crawford Tillinghast. Tillinghast creates an electronic device that emits a resonance wave which stimulates an affected person's pineal gland, thereby allowing them to perceive planes of existence outside the scope of accepted reality. Sharing the experience with Tillinghast, the narrator becomes cognizant of a translucent, interdimensional environment that overlaps our own recognized reality. From this perspective, he witnesses hordes of strange and horrific creatures that defy description. Tillinghast reveals that he has used his machine to transport his house servants into the overlapping plane of reality. And he also reveals the effect works both ways and allows the interdimensional creature denizens of the alternate dimension to perceive humans. Tillinghast's servants were attacked and killed by one such interdimensional entity, and Tillinghast informs the narrator that it is right behind him. Terrified beyond measure, the narrator pulls out his gun and shoots it. He shoots at the machine, destroying it. And Tillinghast dies immediately thereafter as a result of apoplexy, which is a rupture of an internal organ. And it says the police investigate the scene and place on record that Tillinghast murdered the servants in spite of their remains never being found. Okay? Sounds pretty cool, doesn't it? Now, here is the description of the plot from the movie From Beyond that was loosely based on that story. Again, this is the movie from 1986. From Beyond centers on a pair of scientists attempting to stimulate the pineal gland with a device called the Resonator. An unforeseen result of their experiments is the ability to perceive horrific creatures from another dimension that sits beside ours. After the lead scientist activates the device at full power and refuses to turn it off or down at the extreme insistence of his assistant, who, by the way, was bitten by one of these life forms, a monstrous unseen entity attacks the lead scientist, killing him. It seems he's dead, but later, after the device is reactivated again, he returns to our reality as a grotesque, shape-shifting monster that begins to prey upon the others at the laboratory. All right, so you see the connection there. And the movie is really grotesque. And as I said, it's loosely based on Lovecraft's story, with a kinky blonde woman wearing S&M gear thrown in. You'll just have to see that for yourself if you're into that. But here is the point. In the From Beyond movie, the Resonator, okay, the machine that basically opens a portal around it, is represented as something that looks similar to a giant, purplish, pulsating plasma globe. You know, like one of these globes you see at a Halloween party these days, with in the movie, it's one of these like giant globes that looks kind of like that, with large tuning forks around it. And it's in this big room full of instruments. And if you didn't realize this, a plasma ball is really just a Tesla coil inside of a glass globe that's filled with gas. So in the Philadelphia experiment, the idea was that some kind of Tesla coil oriented setup could resonate the environment enough to warp space time. And From Beyond, the basic idea is that some similar kind of Tesla coil setup can resonate the environment, including affecting the mind and all that, allowing us to interact with life forms that are usually just outside the scope of our daily realities. Okay, now I happen to know a lot about Tesla coils. And when we come back from our break, I'm going to tell you what the truth is about Tesla coils and why there may be some truth to both of these concepts. It's pretty wild stuff. I also want to remind you, now listen, how would you like to be able to manifest more money in 5 minutes? How much would you pay for that secret? Well, guess what? You can get that information for free. All you have to do is go to joshuapwarren.com and sign up for my free e-newsletter there. It takes you 2 seconds. You put your email address in the bank there. You hit the submit button. You will instantly receive an automated email from me that will tell you my 5-minute manifestation secret for money and some other really cool free gifts that will make your life a much more magical place. There's no period after the P if you go to joshuapwarren.com. And I will have some new experiments as well that you can participate in that I'll be announcing soon. I have one underway right now with a casino. I'll be giving you an update on that soon. So make sure you join the club. I can't talk about everything on this podcast. I am Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network, and I will be right back.
Keep it here on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. The Wizard of Weird will be right back.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. People don't always realize just how much their negative thoughts and experiences stick with them and weigh them down. You may find your brain constantly running through a highlight reel of bad moments. That comment your friend made last week that hurt your feelings. That frustrating thing your mom does. Or that silly thing you said in a meeting. Maybe it's time to get it all off your chest. Whether it's a tiny annoyance or something much bigger, talking about it can give you some relief and lead you to a potential solution. That's where therapy comes in. It's a safe space to share whatever's weighing you down and learn to process it so your internal highlight reel can focus on the good stuff. And BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy on a schedule that works for you. Connect with a licensed therapist by text, phone, or video call. Start the process in minutes and switch therapist anytime. Let it out with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/strangethings today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/strangethings.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm George Norrie. Thank you for listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey folks, we need your music. Hey, it's producer Tom at Coast to Coast AM, and every first Sunday of the month, we play music from emerging artists just like you. If you're a musician or a singer and have recorded music you'd like to submit, it's very easy. Just go to coasttocoastam.com, click the Emerging Artist banner in the carousel, follow the instructions, and we just might play your music on the air. Go now to coasttocoastam.com to send us your recording. That's coasttocoastam.com.
Welcome back to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I'm your host, Wizard of Weird, beaming into your wormhole brain from my studio in Sin City, Las Vegas, Nevada, where every day is golden and every night is silver. It's kind of odd that philosophers back in the day, like René Descartes, the Frenchman, he lived in the 1600s, they believed that the human pineal gland was somehow the principal seat of the soul. It's always been an odd and mysterious concept, and that's something I'll talk about on a different show. But what I can tell you is that when you turn on a Tesla coil, it starts resonating everything, including the pineal gland, if you happen to be around it. I built my first Tesla coil from scratch when I was in middle school.
I found some kind of shoddy instructions in this obscure library book, but my dad helped me build it, and it took us weeks. And thankfully, this was around the time I met the scientist Charles A. Yost, who I often bring up, and he was actually very patient on the telephone, helping me figure out some things about how to put this together effectively and safely, because a Tesla coil has some components that can be very, very dangerous. And Yost, he had a bunch of Tesla coils, and he was a member of the Tesla Coil Builders Club and all that sort of thing. So, as I speak to you right now, I don't even know how many Tesla coils I own. Honestly, I don't. I even have a huge one that I operated on a live episode of the Travel Channel's Ghost Adventures show there on Halloween night at Zach Bagan's Haunted Museum here in Las Vegas. And I've been with my wife, Lauren, for 25 years, so you can imagine my surprise when she listened to the Philadelphia Experiment podcast I did, and she told me that she really didn't understand how Tesla coils work, even after being around them all these years. I mean, after all these years, we have one in the living room that's almost as tall as me that shoots lightning bolts on a spinning pinwheel in all directions. Speaking of kinky, well, look, never mind. But I figured it would be a good thing for me to try to put all this together and explain to all of you in the best terms I can how Tesla coils work, at least in my mind, okay, and why they so often pop up in these kinds of stories. And I'm going to try to do that without being too technical and boring and dry, because a lot of people who know how these things work are very strict scientists, and they're not necessarily into the paranormal. And then a lot of paranormal people who might want to use them, they don't have the technical background to understand them. Thus, let me give this a try, and I hope that you find this interesting. Nikola Tesla was born in Croatia in 1856, and he died in New York in 1943 at the age of 86 from a blood clot in his heart. After he died, you may have heard the FBI seized all of his papers. It's said that he may have been working on a death ray, a huge death ray that may have even been tested and produced the Tunguska explosion in Russia in 1908. I mean, you probably know the basics of his life story. He worked for Thomas Edison. They eventually became enemies because Edison preferred DC or direct current. And Tesla invented the AC motor or the alternating current that we use to power the electrical grid today. So there's actually a great movie about this called The Current War. You might want to check that out if you want to see a dramatization of these fellas. But Tesla was into everything, including remote control and radio broadcasting. He was even trying to talk to aliens. The guy may have been a space alien. But he created the Tesla coil because he envisioned a world in which these big towers could take a large, dangerous amount of electricity and transform it into a form that was broadcast directly through the air safely with no wires, that could then be transformed back into a useful load somewhere out there. So you'd have a form of kind of a free energy broadcast through the community, similar to what you use with a cell phone, and you can just tap into that power, and you can power whatever you need without needing to plug it in. Okay, now here's the tricky part. Lauren said, why would a Tesla coil cause people to travel through space and time? And I said, well, look, maybe because it sends out extremely high vibrations that shake everything up and change it. And she said, Tesla coils don't vibrate. And that's when I realized what I needed to explain. She was thinking of a physical vibration, like a vibration caused by a ceiling fan. But you see, a physical vibration is just a low vibration. And when it becomes high enough, it's not physical to you anymore. It's still a vibration, which is what electromagnetic pulses are. But when they're vibrating that fast, you can't even feel them. They're transferring energy on a level that humans cannot physically sense. Tesla said famously, quote, "If you want to find the secrets of the universe, think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration," end quote. So imagine that everything we can measure in the universe is just one of two things, just like the two sides of yin and yang. In this case, they're either vibrating or they're not vibrating. And I'm simplifying things here a lot because we have these questions about dark matter, et cetera, et cetera. But let's stick with that, okay? Everything you know is either a vibration or not a vibration. So things that vibrate within a certain range that you can feel and interact with are what we humans call physical. But if it's vibrating at a rate too slow or too high, it's non-physical to us. And it can all be the same basic substance. And that's what the unified field theory is about. That's why people are studying that. But anyway, imagine that space and time tend to be in a fixed position from a human point of view, just like the grains of sand in a sand castle. But when you vibrate them or resonate them at a particular frequency, the particles move around. They might even liquefy, so to speak, and look more like the patterns we get when we're experimenting with cymatics and paracymatics. So the relationship between us physical beings and the non-physical things becomes slippery when you turn on a Tesla coil, because a Tesla coil is sending out unimaginably high vibrations that are shaking up reality and allowing things to interact that are not usually able to interact, a sort of interference, you might say. So in the case of from beyond, you could envision something like a lake in which the water is usually cloudy and the fish can't see the fishermen and the fishermen can't see the fish. But when the water is resonating properly at some right frequency, it clears up temporarily and the fish and the fishermen can see each other and now interact with each other, or something like that. Now, that defines our relationship, the relationship between us and interdimensional beings and probably aliens, etc. A Tesla coil is it's a resonant transformer that converts one level of power into another level of power. High amperage and low voltage into high voltage and low amperage. Sorry if that's a bit technical, but I had to toss it out there. So that power can penetrate the physical resistance in its area and be broadcast, sending out ripples into the space around it, rattling up everything around it. A gold panner shakes a gold pan to get the sand to fall away so he can eventually see the gold nuggets. Now, most of us do not know which magic frequencies produced by a Tesla coil are going to create a particular phenomenon at a particular place under a particular set of conditions. And that is why we experiment, because the options are almost infinite. Finding that right frequency at that right time can be like finding a needle in a chaotic haystack. So in a nutshell, a Tesla coil takes a large amount of power from a short, thick coil and squeezes it into a taller, longer coil. And when that happens, it broadcasts energy and rattles the reality around it. Now, when we come back, I'm going to tell you why exactly. I think this relates to paranormal stuff. What's happening here when you have that from beyond experience, or the Philadelphia experiment, which may be taking advantage of that? I'm going to kind of wrap that up. And then I've got some really interesting emails that I want to get to. One of them kind of applies to this. Coincidence? Huh. I'm Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. And I will be right back after these important messages.
Hang on, Josh will be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, I'm Sandra Champlain. Please make sure and check out my show, Shades of the Afterlife, heard right here on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Coast to Coast AM mobile app is here and waiting for you right now. And with the app, you can hear classic shows from the past 7 years, listen to the current live show, and get access to the Art Bell Vault, where you can listen to uninterrupted audio. Head on over to the coasttocoastam.com website. We have a handy video guide to help you get the most out of your mobile app usage. All the info is waiting for you now at coasttocoastam.com. That's coasttocoastam.com.
Welcome back to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I am your host, Joshua P. Warren, and this is the show where the unusual becomes usual. Now, of course, I am the Wizard of Weird, so that's why I have Tesla coils, but why do other people have them these days? Well, nowadays, most people who have them, they just use them for a dramatic light show or some special effects or to demonstrate some scientific principles. That's about it nowadays, really, for the most part. However, I have used Tesla coils many times and gotten lucky over the years creating paranormal activity at a location somewhat on demand. Okay, whether that be enhancing the production of a ghost or a tulpa, I shake up reality and then see where the chips fall again. And this is why a technically minded electrical engineer can use a combination of Tesla coils and electrostatic devices like Van de Graaff machines and Wimshurst machines, all in combination, to stir up strange phenomena, especially at a place that is already conducive to paranormal activity and just needs that extra little push for our realm to overlap other ones. Now, some controversial researchers like John Hutchison, with his Hutchison effect, just turn on a bunch of different things, producing different frequencies all at the same place, and then just sit back to see what happens. And you never know what's going to happen. But that's kind of the gist of it. If you have big budgets, real scientists, people like the military involved, who knows what they have been able to figure out. So if you want to know more about the nuts and bolts of this kind of stuff, you may or may not realize I have an online paranormal investigator course that you can take right now on demand at your own pace anytime you want. If you just go to my curiosity shop there, joshuapwarren.com, you'll see a little video about it that gives you information on how you can take that online course and even get certified as a paranormal investigator. And it's very thorough. It gets into a lot of the science and technology behind some of these outlandish hypotheses and theories that we often hear about regarding this weird stuff. Yeah, my online paranormal investigator course. But you know, I think that's as far as I can go on a podcast like this without it becoming a little too complicated. So did I do a good job? I hope so. The connection between the idea of Tesla, the Philadelphia experiment, Lovecraft, and from beyond, there may be an underlying truth behind all of it. And this reminds me of an email that I recently received. Because, you know, I'm talking about this relationship between the mind and the body and the environment and how electronics can be used to sort of mix all that up. So let me read this email to you. And I don't want to give this fellow's name because this is a pretty personal topic and I'm going to kind of edit it a little bit as I read it to you. But he says, I am sending this to ask if you have any ideas. A group of people have been reading my thoughts. I thought it was some type of witchcraft or spellcraft until yesterday. But since it's happening most of the time, I think they may be tapping into my dreams as well, and I think they're using some kind of a machine. There is some type of feedback, and I occasionally hear people talking, so I think it is a machine interface between the target, which is me, and an operator or multiple operators. And once they tune to the target, it works over a distance of maybe at least 100 feet, possibly much further. The antenna may be multidirectional or wedge-shaped. Okay. So then he goes on to say, yesterday I got the impression of Tesla coils. Half hemisphere windings used to produce single pole magnets and crystals. I assume the operator knew something about how it works. With a computer or a recorder interface between the target set and receiver set to match the resonance of the two. You following this? You see what he's getting at here? He's talking about some kind of machine that's broadcasting and affecting his brain. So he says, you have weird things similar, like a wishing machine, and I thought you might have ideas on jamming this or contacts that might know of this machine. I'm getting headaches and need to stop this. If you can suggest someone or something, a witch or a wizard that could help, this should not be in the hands of people that use it to steal things. I did file with the FBI for cyber crimes, emails and domain names. Okay. And then he says, you know, he talked about some other researcher, but he couldn't find that guy. And he says, he ends by saying, no, I'm not crazy and I don't need a doctor. All right. So look, let's presume that this gentleman, actually is being targeted somehow. I mean, I am in no position to diagnose whether or not somebody is suffering from a mental illness. So let's just go with what he's saying. And let's say, is it possible that there's some kind of machine some people are operating that's targeting him? It's got some kind of Tesla thing going on. So here's what I did. I wrote him back. And, the first thing I said is your email me, your email, cause I do get emails kind of like his from time to time, believe it or not. I said, your email reminds me a lot of a case I had in Puerto Rico, which I call the thing terrorizing Michael Rivera. And I'm going to pause here cause I put a link for him because I did a podcast about this subject and, I don't think I need to repeat it on this show, but I used to have a podcast before I did this one called Joshua P. Warren Daily. And if you just go to Google and type in Joshua P. Warren Daily, you can find my podcast. There are hundreds of these old editions of Joshua P. Warren Daily. They're all free. They're commercial free. I will warn you that the language is not always G-rated, so be prepared for that. But if you go scrolling through, there is one that I posted on February the 7th of 2019, and it's called Update, The Thing Terrorizing Michael Rivera. Rivera's spelled R-I-V-E-R-A. And in a nutshell, Michael Rivera was this guy in Puerto Rico who was having a very similar situation. He thought that he was being electronically targeted and he was having these kind of electronic voices in his head and in his house. And so I ended up, believe it or not, I don't do this anymore. I spent the night with him for several nights and researched his case. And, if you want to know what I discovered, it's a long story. I'm not going to try to summarize it here, but just go back and listen to the Joshua P. Warren Daily that I did. You can scroll through all, there's hundreds of them, like I say, called Update, The Thing Terrorizing Michael Rivera. Getting back to my response to him, I said, there are all kinds of radionics and psionic devices that can be used to target individuals for any purpose under the sun. And they can be boosted by using Tesla coils, etc. Perhaps someone is targeting you, but there is no way for me to know. I have copied Dr. Mulder on this email in case he has some suggestions on shielding you. And by the way, of course, Dr. Mulder is the man who actually makes the wishing machines on my website. I went on to say, but given you're in a position with so many wide open possibilities, it wouldn't hurt to consult with a psychic. So try my friend Angela Moore in North Carolina. And I've talked about her before. I always recommend her. Her website is AngelaFayMoore.com. And Fay is spelled F-A-Y-E, AngelaFayMoore.com. She's a really, really nice lady and she's happy to help. And I don't even think that she charges. I think she will take donations and that sort of thing. So, but then I went on to say, but look, the governments of the world are constantly experimenting with tech that can cause mental disturbances. like the diplomats were experiencing in Cuba. That was a news story. I put a link to it. You probably know about that. I put a link to the BBC article about it. These U.S. diplomats in Cuba that believe they were being targeted with some kind of like, you know, mind beam or whatever. And then I said, of course, you might also be caught up in the path of some arbitrary energy transmission to which you're sensitive. And, you know, we're still researching a lot about even things like 5G and how they might be affecting people. I mean, some people might be sensitive. We just don't know. So that's how I wrapped it up for him. And I figure I would read that because if you're somebody out there who is experiencing something like this, I can imagine it's so weird. You might not even want to contact somebody. You don't know how to describe it. So there is an answer for you. When we come back, I got another email. This is a very complicated, it seems like a complicated question that a woman wrote me because she is trying to find someone. She's trying to find a particular person. And she wants my advice on how she can do that using something like a wishing machine. I'll tell you what I told her. I'm Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I'll be right back.
Hang in there. Josh is coming right back on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut, and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening. Keep it here on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Mm-hmm.
Hey folks, it's easier than ever to become a Coast to Coast AM insider and have access to past shows, the Art Bell Vault with classic audio and interviews, and so much more. And you can listen to the show live or on demand with your computer or cell phone, and the audio streams are high quality and crystal clear. It's easy to become an insider. Just head on over to coasttocoastam.com, the website, and you'll find all the info right there. That's coasttocoastam.com, coasttocoastam.com.
Welcome back to the final segment of this edition of Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren, and sometimes I just like to remind you, when you are judging your life and the world, look outside your own door and see your world as it really is. Don't be dominated by the fear-mongering that surrounds us, the brainwashing. That's pure evil. Because fear is always the path to the dark side. One way or another. Always. Let's get to this interesting email that I received from a listener. And I accidentally lied to you. I told you that I was going to tell you what I told her, but I didn't actually reply to her. You have to understand, I get so many emails, especially nowadays. I try to read them all, but there's no way I could reply to all of them. But sometimes I'll pick one and I'll say, you know what? Instead of trying to reply to this person, I will read this person's question on the podcast and then give a response, and then everybody gets to hear it. Because I'm presuming if one person has a question that they send to me, well, there must be many, many other people who might have that same question. So it kind of helps out more people when I do it that way. All right. So here is what she wrote. She said, okay, now let's see. This lady is, her name's Carol. She's in Minnesota. She said, "Hi, Joshua, your wishing machine worked. Our tenant finally moved out of," and she gave the address. And then she goes on to say, "Now we need to find her to evict her from our property. She is coming back to our vacant property and breaking windows, etc. What are your ideas for finding?" And she gives me the person's name and everything. She says, "When we find her, we can evict her and sell the house. How can we use the wishing machine?" Okay, so she says, "Thanks for your help." What I did do is I forwarded this to Dr. Mulder, because if you have a wishing machine oriented question, he handles that. He makes the wishing machines, and you really should be always just, you know, corresponding with him. He can give you the best answer. But okay, so look, when you want to find somebody, and regardless of what the purpose is, and sometimes, you know, it's really sad, because I'll meet somebody who will say, "I had a relative who is missing, who's vanished, and, you know, what do I do?" And so if you're going to use something like a wishing machine, here is my advice on how you should approach that project. Whenever you're going to use a manifestation device, like a wishing machine, you have three components here that you have to deal with. You have to deal with yourself, and you have to deal with the subject that you're trying to address, and you have to deal with the change that you want to happen. So in other words, like if I want a better job, I might put a picture of myself on the input plate of a machine, and then a picture of the place where I want the job. So now I've represented two of those elements, me and what I want. And then the third thing might be a note that says, employment,
at, you know, $25,000 a year, blah, 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 blah. You know, and you write that down and you have the three things represent. That's the basic way you do that. Now, in a case like this, here's how I would approach that. So you are the one, you want to find somebody. So the first thing you have to do is represent yourself. So you take something like a picture of yourself. The next thing you want to do is say, what's my target? Well, my target is this person. So you want to get something that represents that person. If you have a picture of that person, great. If not, the more personal you can get, the better. If you have something that person has signed or touched, or, you know, that's good. If you don't have any of those things, just having the person's name or even a sketch is better than nothing, but you need something to represent it. So you have these two things. Me, I'm the person who wants something. You have the target represented, which is the second thing. And then the third thing is, here's the change I want to happen. And that's when you would take something like a note and you would write, I find, and then you put that person's name. Or I locate, and you put that person's name. So you have a picture of you. You have a picture of the person. You have what you are wanting to do. I find that person. You put all three of those things on the input plate of a wishing machine. You tune the wishing machine and using the normal method. And then when you're done, you take your picture and move it from the input plate over to the output plate. And now what you're doing is taking the concept of you finding that person and channeling it to yourself, right? That's one way of doing it. So these are complicated. They're different ways depending on the situation. So we'll see what Dr. Mulder tells her, but that's one thing. If you have to start thinking about breaking down what you want and how to represent that in three basic parts and working with it that way. So thank you, Carol, and good luck with that. I'm glad that you at least have your tenant moved out. Okay, next thing we have here. This is from Alex in Ontario, Canada, and he says, I used my wishing machine for the first time. I set it for a new pair of Signia hearing aids on January the 12th of 2022, and I purchased the hearing aids on January the 27th. They went on sale January 4th through February 28th at a 50% discount. I didn't expect results that quick. I thought it would take me 3 to 6 months to afford these. And he says, I ended up getting blah, blah, blah. And he says, I am looking forward to making my next wish. Sincerely, Alex. You see, that's wonderful. Look at Alex. He got this and he didn't wish for $1 million. He didn't say, I want to live forever. I want perfect health. I want to marry a supermodel. You know, I want to change the world. No, no. These things work best if you use them incrementally on personal projects in your personal life. And you can get bigger and bigger and bigger, but start out small and let it grow from there. But, you know, don't go out and try to like fight the war and win the world, because you just focus on your life and your personal circle of friends and loved ones and keep it sort of realistic from that point of view. Next, we have an email from, let's see, this comes from Mike. And Mike says, I discovered your podcast at the beginning of January. I started with the first one and I'm working my way to the last. I'm not 100% certain, but that good fortune tone you play may have just netted my entire work crew a $2 an hour raise. This pay raise was unexpected and much needed. Thank you for all that you do. And that's Mike. Well, you know what? That's wonderful. See, Mike, congratulations on that. You see, when these things happen, when you start putting yourself in that mindset, you'd be surprised how little changes start happening in your life that snowball and make your life better and better. That's what it's all about. So all of you, you're doing the right thing. Okay. You're doing the right thing. Before I play the good fortune tone, I want to ask you a trivia question. People send me like strange and paranormal trivia all the time, and I think I'm going to try to start squeezing them in a little bit more because I like trivia. I think that's a fun thing to do. Okay. Here is a cryptozoology question. In Arkansas folklore, this tall, shaggy monster has a knack for killing local livestock. What is it called? Is it A, Bigfoot, B, Yeti, C, the Mogollon Monster, D, the Falk Monster, E, the Slide Rock Bolter, or F, the Puckwudgie? What do you think? What's the big, tall, hairy thing running around Arkansas? Is it Bigfoot, Yeti, Mogollon Monster, Falk Monster, Slide Rock Bolter, or Puckwudgie? If somebody else is listening with you right now, tell them what you think. Okay, here's the answer. It's the Falk Monster. And I love that because I always enjoyed that movie, The Legend of Boggy Creek. It's about the Falk Monster. I saw that when I was a little kid, and oh boy, it made an impact on me. I loved it. All right, my friends, it is now time for us to get to that good fortune tone that is doing such good work for so many people out there. Close your eyes, relax if you can, take a deep breath and all that sort of thing, and listen to the good fortune tone. That's it for this edition of the show. Follow me on Twitter at Joshua P. Warren. Plus, visit joshuapwarren.com to sign up for my free e-newsletter to receive a free instant gift and check out the cool stuff in the Curiosity Shop, all at joshuapwarren.com. I have a fun one lined up for you next time, I promise. So please tell all your friends to subscribe to this show and to always remember the golden rule. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your interest and support. Thank you for staying curious. And I will talk to you again soon. You've been listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Thanks for listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Make sure and check out all our shows on the iHeartRadio app or by going to iHeartRadio.com.